hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. As promised, we are in Dominica for Dominica Dive Fest. I'm sitting at the pool deck, or standing, I should say, at the pool deck of the Fort Young Hotel on the Nature Island in Dominica. It's unbelievable scenery. We have three mermaids. The AAA mermaid team are here, Alicia, Amy, and Angela. But before we talk to them and find out how they're doing on their first day of mermaid training here for Dive Fest, I got Simon Walsh from the Dominica Water Sports Association. Simon, how you doing, buddy?
Okay. Welcome back, Greg. Good to see you and the mermaids back in Dominica.
Yes, the mermaids were a hit the last couple of years. We've kicked it up a notch. We have the AAA team. I think they're going over so far so good.
Yep, so far definitely. I think they've been out in that hot sun for a while and the swimming pool looking good. The media seems to be giving them quite a bit of attention as well.
Yes, they're in their new mermaid outfits, simmering in their own juices. Or I don't know what that's all about, but it's we'll find out. Actually, Alicia, this is going to be kind of interesting over the next week or so here in Dominica. She's going to be going through a scuba certification program. She's my latest dive student. So we have kind of like a mermaid in training as part of our pod here in Dominica this year. It's going to be quite a treat. Now, Simon, this is the 17th year for Dive Fest, right?
That's right. So 17 years, longest running dive festival in the Caribbean.
Yes. Now, obviously, you have a lot of support. There's Jewelers International, Victoria Equinox, who are sponsoring the Scuba Radio Mermaids to bring them here to the island. Also, we have Kabuli Beer, the local libation. We have Digicel, who provides self-service.
Who are our headline sponsor this year. So it's nice to have a headline sponsor back again, and really important for us to have all those sponsors. And they're all local sponsors. As you said, Kabuli Beer, Swiss Army, Victorinox, and Jewelers International. It's really key because they all sponsor specific events in Dive Fest to make it lively and a lot of fun for our participants.
And, of course, overall, the Dominican tourism office or Ministry of Tourism, they play a key role in coordinating all this stuff as well as yourself to make sure this whole thing comes together every year, right?
Well, as you mentioned, we have Discover Dominica, our tourism board on board, and, of course, our Minister of Tourism is actually a certified diver now because of Dive Fest, so he's a huge supporter of Dive Fest.
Yes, and Ian Douglas is with us once again. Ian, nice to see you again. We kind of hung out a little bit last year with the mermaids, right?
Yeah, definitely, and we'll be doing some more hanging out this year.
Yeah,
welcome back.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. And my first question to you, or maybe it's more of a statement, that I promise this year we won't have a mermaid ask for a hairdryer.
Yeah, okay. I hope so. But if needs be, whatever we need to get for the mermaids or whatever we need to get to ensure that Dive Fest is as successful this year as it has always been over the 17 years, we'll do. And I mean, it's all teamwork, and that's what it has always been about, and that's what it always will be.
Yeah, well, just to fill everybody in, last year we had Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, was here, and we have the Ministry of Tourism. The first thing she asks is, can you give me a hair dryer? Like, oh my God, it's the Minister of Tourism from Dominica, and you want a hair dryer. But hey, he's like, okay, let me see what I can do, and you got it done. That's what was truly amazing. Yeah,
absolutely.
Good sport, really appreciate putting up with our nonsense. But it's all about having fun, isn't it, Ian?
That's right, and that's what Dive Fest is all about, having fun, meeting new friends, meeting different people, growing from strength to strength. All of the activities, I mean, there are some more popular activities, I believe, like tonight is
The red tonight. And white party, right?
Yeah, the red and white Dive Fest now. Dive Fest night. It's the happy hour. And a lot of action and free prizes and gifts. And
everybody wears red and white, like a dive flag kind of thing, right?
Yeah, like a dive flag, but also our sponsors, Red Cap Rum. And then we have Kabuli, their logo.
Carry a red logo, and then Digicel. Yep. So it's a red affair, you know?
Yeah, and we have red mermaids.
Absolutely.
Yes, we got red outfits just for the
party. Canoe race is also a very popular event too, at the end to culminate the entire dive fest, because dive fest happens over a week.
Yes, actually, this is the first time we've actually been able to schedule enough time to cover the entire 10-day event,
great.
And we're going to make the canoe race for the first time. I'm really looking forward to that, because every time I come here, last 3 years, it's like, Simon, oh man, Greg, you guys need to be here for the canoe race and that kind of thing. And I know you guys got a few more tricks up your sleeve this year for the event. Now, do those incorporate what we were talking about on the air a couple weeks ago there, Simon, with the mermaids in the water trying to sabotage the race? Or
It gets a little chaotic in the water there. So the mermaids are going to have to be, what do you say with mermaids? You can't say on your toe, on their toes. I guess on their tails. On their tails, right.
They'll have to fins
be on
up.
On their tails and avoiding the boats. And they could be natural hazards, you know. For the
yes, that's right. They could be, I don't know. We'll see what trouble we can put them in. By the end of the week, by a week of doing a dive fest, I have no doubt we can come up with something constructive to use them for the canoe race. But they, you know, there's events happening all week, and of course we're going to cover that over the next couple weeks here as we record our show throughout Dive Fest. And are you going to get in the water and do some of these dive events too?
Absolutely, I wouldn't miss a bit. Right, I mean, like Simon has just told you, I'm certified now, so I'll just take the opportunity to, you know, get into my wetsuit and get into the water. And the Discover Scuba activity tomorrow always holds special significance for me. Not only because it teaches and brings new entrants into the dive fraternity, but that's where I started, so I've always had fond memories of it. So that's one of the activities that I always look forward to.
Yeah, and that's really the main mission of Dive Fest, or why it was started in the first place is to educate the locals.
Awareness, not only among Dominicans, among our own people, but internationally, to raise the awareness of how such a great product we have in Dominica, and we want to share it to the rest of the world. We want people to come down and be part of not only Dive Fest specifically, but diving in Dominica generally.
Yeah, and creating an opportunity for them to become dive instructors, to work for people like Simon and Nature Island Divers here on Dominica, or maybe become somebody in the industry with the tourism office to promote what you got here, right, Simon?
Yeah, and you know, the Dominica Water Sports Association is a huge team, so I'm the big mouth that stands up in front, but behind me is a huge team of dive shops. Every single dive operator in Dominica is a member of the Dominica Water Sports Association, and every single one of them play a role in Dive Fest in making sure that the individual events. So I'm sort of like just the marketing guy, but I'm not the one that actually does the work on the days. So I think it's a huge tribute to Dominica and the Water Sports Association that Dive Fest can happen, because the amount of people that have to step up and work hard to make Dive Fest successful.
Yes, well, yeah, it's an army of sponsors and dive industry folks here on the island. And, of course, we have help from our friends at Dive Training Magazine. Jerry Beatty and the gang are here covering the event. They're taking pictures and writing stories for the event. It'll come out in future episodes or future editions of that fine magazine. And, of course, we're here doing our thing. You know, I mean, this is my job, to come here to beautiful places like this and try to give people an idea of what's going on. So maybe next time, if they didn't come this year, they'll come next year, right?
Definitely. And that's what it's all about. All of our activities and all of our events are ultimately geared towards bringing more people down to Dominica. And I mean, the dive fraternity universally or globally is such a big family. So that, I mean, there are so many divers who have not experienced the great treasure that is Dominica.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many people, really, you guys still are very much, you know, one of those hidden secrets to a lot of people. They go, Dominica, how do you say
it? We want to be a secret. We want the world to
know. Everybody to know. Absolutely. Yeah, they need to experience this little piece of paradise in the Caribbean, that's for sure.
Yeah, and as you have just said that, you know, I just want to take a special moment to remember a great guy, Derek Perryman. You know, Derek was a fun-loving guy, great guy, not only in the dive sector, but generally, you know, and we'd really miss him this year, because it is because of pioneers like Derek that we are here celebrating 17 years of Dive Fest, you know. He's been a great guy in the industry, and he has been missed from the day he left.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. I met Derek a few years ago at some of the dive shows, and he was always so happy, friendly, and just great to hang out with, and obviously, you know, we feel for his family and everybody here in Dominica. But I know you guys are kind of dedicating a lot of what's going on this week to his spirit and celebrating his life in that mode, because I know that's what he'd want, right, Simon?
Yeah, and he was such a huge role in the dive industry in Dominica. Everybody abroad in the United States, I traveled with him. I had the privilege of traveling with him and many times to go to dive shows. And
he knew everybody.
He knew everybody. Yes. And walking down, and you might begin to think you know one or two people, but Derek was friends with everyone. And it was really nice. That was great. He was such an integral part of Dive Fest. Yeah. And having sort of our first Dive Fest without him is really a big loss, you know. And the dive industry, we lost a pioneer in the dive industry, and we lost definitely the pioneer of Dive Fest, you know. So we carry on, but we always remember where we came from.
Absolutely. 17 years this event has been going on, and like I said, it's kind of been a local island event for many years, and now they're starting last few years to promote it more internationally and bring in groups. I know there's some folks, I think a dive shop coming in from Texas, or I've heard about, and a few other folks are coming in this week for Dive Fest. Is that right, Simon?
Yeah, Sea Life Camera, actually, I think they have some people coming down. Joe Iffy's got a group coming down here who are here now, I believe, and will be, you know, celebrating Dive Fest with us. And it's something that internationally we haven't got huge numbers coming down. As everyone knows, Dominica's not the easiest place to get to, so that still is a bit of a hindrance in really having 200 or 300 people coming down for Dive Fest.
But it makes it more satisfying once you get here. How about that?
And it's not crowded when you
that's
get
true,
here, right? So it's
true.
Not a crazy thing. And as you said, a lot of it's local. So the mix of divers coming down from the U.S. or Europe is great, because you have so many locals coming out and enjoying Dive Fest. Even though they might not be certified divers, they're still events they enjoy.
Yeah, and it is a really cool place to come in and interact with the local folks here in Dominica. They're very friendly and obviously welcome everybody. And it's just a great atmosphere to be in if you're a diver and experience this type of
thing. How many places have you visited, Greg, where you've been diving with the Minister of Tourism?
Not many, actually. Not now many. That I don't think I can name one now that you mention it. And I'm honored to be able to do it here with Ian. And we'll do it this week. And
absolutely,
maybe try out a Sea Life camera, demo absolutely some Oceanic gear, whatever. I mean, they got all kinds of special events going on all week. Yep. Do you have a... I know you want to do the thing at the Discover Scuba. Are you going to just go dive off the shore there or what?
Yeah, definitely. Tomorrow, Simon, at Anchorage.
You'd want to dive Buddy Mermaid? Is that what you want?
Well, that'd be interesting.
I have three.
We went up north last year, and we had a great time with the mermaids in the water. So, yeah, I'll be looking forward to that again.
Yeah, in the water, at the bar, yeah, in the outfit. We've got all kinds of crazy stuff. It's all going to be good. Matter of fact, I think after this, you know, they've just wrapped up the opening press conference here for Dive Fest on Dominica. I think we're going to have a little bite to eat, and then we're going to head to some waterfalls, one of the topside amenities attractions that they have here in Dominica that you can do on your surface interval. It is unlike anything else I've ever experienced. That's why I love coming back. Obviously, we love the diving, right, Ian?
That's right.
But waterfalls, and oh, my God, you talk about pictures, rainforests, and these got these hot water... Yeah, you know, natural steam pools. Oh, my God. Stick around. We got more to cover here from Dominica Dive Fest next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio, it's Scuba Radio, Scuba Radio, it's Scuba Radio.
I would consider it a great honor if you would make loud donkey sounds, then pretend to vomit at my feet.
Okay, this will go well.
I want all divers, I want to go down.
Oh yeah.
And I don't care if you white, black or brown, we're going down.
No, honey, you can swing that one.
Down, down, down.
More power to you.
I just hope this isn't all too good to be true, hee hee.
You know that you want to. You know that you need to. You need to join me for a dive romance.
I'll make a note of it.
I'll be your buddy, maybe more than just friend. You and me can have a dive romance.
What the hell did your mother do to you?
We can have a dive romance.
Scuba Radio. It's Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio. It's Scuba Radio.
Well, you've got to listen to something when you're down there.
Yeah, well, we are in Dominica, and that was Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, who also is tone deaf and obviously can't sing a note. But she's not here in Dominica. She was here last year for Dive Fest, but we brought a couple new girls to fill her shoes, basically because she's been banned from Dominica at least for a year or so, and maybe that last song was a reason. I don't know all the details, but we'll have to uncover that story a little bit later on in a future episode of The Big Show. Now, we are here in Dominica at Dive Fest. Now, we didn't get out to the waterfalls today. We went straight to the bar. How ironic, huh? But they're having a big party tonight. The red and white party to kick off Dominica Dive Fest. Single Scott is with me. How you doing, Scott?
Hey, I'm doing great.
Now, this is the official kickoff party for Dive Fest, a 10-day event. And what we're doing, we're recording the show as the event progresses. So you'll hear, you know, little bits and pieces spread out throughout time. And of course, what you're hearing today on the show is a little snippet of different events. So it's evening time here on the Nature Island in Dominica. And this event is the kickoff party that they bring everybody together, have a few cocktails, get them socially lubricated. We may talk to a few of our celebrity or Dominican dive friends here. They're kind of celebrities in their own right, for sure, because there's a lot of colorful characters down here in this beautiful island paradise. But we've set up the Scuba Radio Mermaids. We should talk to them, because before, when we were doing the press conference there with Ian Douglas, the Minister of Tourism, and our buddy Simon from the Dominica Water Sports Association, you know, they were busy. They were working it in the pool at the Fort Young Hotel. Now we've moved up to the front of the Fort Young Hotel, and we have the girls set up next to one of the Fort Young cannons. Yeah, this literally was a fort back in the day, and that's why, obviously, it's the Fort Young Hotel. It's the oldest property, I believe, on the island, and there's stone walls, the whole thing, and there's cannons. And one of the cannons right now is pointing at Mermaid Angela. How are you holding up there, Angela?
I'm doing great, Greg.
Does this, the fact that you have a cannon pointing right at your, you know, torso bother you at all?
I'm a little nervous. I hope it's not loaded.
Yeah, there's only one way to find out. A little later on, we'll get everybody liquored up, and maybe we'll set that puppy off.
Like a little Russian roulette?
So. Or we could probably stuff you in there, you know, and just do one of the human cannonball tricks.
I'm down for that.
Yes. Now, so what do you think? This is your second time to Dominica, right?
Yeah.
So what do you, twice as nice kind of thing so far?
It's awesome. I mean, we just got here yesterday, so we haven't really went out. We had a little leisure day today, but it's beautiful. Just as beautiful as last year, and everyone, we're seeing everyone again, Simon, and so we're having an awesome time so
yeah.
far.
Yeah, so far, so good. Now, the Scuba Radio Mermaids are being sponsored by Jewelers International and Victoria Equinox Swiss Army, and they were nice enough to help out and get our mermaids down here, because not only do we have not just one, not just Mermaid Angela, not that she's not enough, but we got a three-way going here in Dominica this time. It's the AAA Mermaid team, and of course, Mermaid Angela, she's the queen bee. She's mermaid number one. But our two new additions to the pod, the Scuba Radio pod, are on display here in Dominica. First being up, Amy the Librarian, and she's lost the glasses. She's went for more of a mermaid look here in Dominica. You're looking good. Are you feeling good?
I am feeling good. I had to lose the glasses because the other two kind of made me feel bad about it. So,
yeah, she is kind of has a librarian look in real life, but when she lets her hair down, just like in all those librarian fantasies that certain guys that I know have. Not me, of course, but, you know. You have that whole thing going on, and it works.
Right, right. Yeah, feeling a little sexier tonight. You know, it's nighttime, so, you know, got to bring out the contacts and, you know, let the hair down and looking better than the pool area.
Yeah, she's looking good, and she's working it for the Dominican folks here and for Dive Fest. Now, our newest mermaid is here in Dominica as well. Her name's Alicia. You're going to hear all about her next as she learns how to scuba dive in Dominica.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Dive into one of the greatest adventures of your life. Become a real treasure hunter. Spend a week diving one of the richest Spanish galleons ever to be lost at sea with the world's greatest treasure hunters. And take home up to $2,500 worth of treasure. For the first time ever, the public is invited to dive the most famous shipwreck in history, Mel Fisher's Atocha. You'll go behind the scenes on a working salvage boat, recovering treasure and artifacts that are almost 400 years old. You'll learn firsthand all about treasure hunting and historic shipwreck conservation. You'll see the charts and Atosha's treasure manifest. Working alongside Mel Fisher's dive team, you'll have the chance to find your very own piece of history and take home authentic artifacts worth up to $2,500. Trips are limited to 6 weeks each summer, so book your trip today. Call 305-294-5441 or go to melfisher.com. Today's the day.
Yeah, you know, as divers, we have to deal with pressure issues, and Mermaid Alicia is here in Dominica. She's our newest mermaid, the newest little mermaid here for the Scuba Radio clan. Alicia, how are you holding up so far?
Woohoo! Dive Fest 2010! We swam in just for this.
Yes, she's I think she's a little excited. It's one of her first times to a Caribbean island like this, especially any kind of extended stay on an island, let alone as exotic and beautiful as Dominica. Now, Alicia is Amy's sister. You know, Amy the librarian, so Alicia is the historian, because you're a history teacher, right?
Correct, in my spare time when I'm not a mermaid.
Okay, but she's let her hair down, too, so, you know, she doesn't have her hair up in a bun and the whole historian kind of thing. So you guys both kind of work in that whole look, I guess, right?
Exactly. And staying in a fort, super cool, super historical, so I'm really excited.
Nice. Okay, so we have the librarian and the historian, but Alicia is her name. And now Alicia is mermaid in training here with Scuba Radio. This is her first trip. She is a you're a water girl, right? You're a water baby. You're a strong swimmer and all that kind of thing. Your sister is a dive master, so she hasn't gotten you certified yet, but she's kind of like put the bug, the silver, sibling rivalry thing is surely in place, right?
No, none of that ever. But she is encouraging me to do it, which is why I'm here on this trip.
Especially. And I just gave her a little nudge. I said, look, if you come into Dominica, would you like to learn how to dive? She'd be like, okay. Right? It didn't take much of a nudge.
No, it didn't take much, especially when you're offering with such a great and fabulous teacher.
This is true. I am a dive instructor. I am a dive master. But I am a dive instructor, so I'm going to take Alicia under my wing, so to speak, or under my fin, and we're going to certify her during Dive Fest if everything goes as planned. So are you excited? You pumped or what?
Yeah, a little nervous, but besides that, pretty excited. Ready to get my tail wet.
Okay, well, that's what it's all. That's the first step. We got to throw her in the water and see if she can swim, but I hear she can do that. So we're going to take her to some of the events and take her through some of the programs that they do here during Dive Fest, and we're actually going to certify one of our Scuba Radio mermaids to be a diver during Dive Fest. Pretty cool little storyline. You'll have to follow it along here over the next, hour or two. Coming up on the big show. More coming up from Dive Fest in Dominica next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba. Scuba diver. Scuba. Scuba diver. Scuba, 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 scuba. Scuba dooba hooba hobba. Scuba.
All right, we are back here at Dominica Dive Fest. We're at the Fort Young Hotel at the Red and White Party. Yeah, Red and White Dive Flag, that makes sense, right? And they're kicking off the event here at the beginning of this 10-day event on the Nature Island. Now, we're hanging out with the Scuba Radio Mermaids at the entrance of this party. And, of course, they're already starting to attract a crowd, as they always do. But they're really, and when we come to Dominica, this is the third year we've brought our mermaids to Dominica. They are treated like rock stars. They don't care about me, that's for sure. However, they do, every time we come, they get a bigger and bigger following. And here on the island, or this year, is no exception. Matter of fact, we've already picked up two. I think these are, what would you think? Are these mermaid stalkers? What are they?
Yes, I would say they've been stalking us all day.
Yes, because they were at the press conference. What's your name?
Jordan,
what are you from? Where are you from?
Trinidad.
Trinidad. So Trinidad, Tobago, right?
Yes.
Yes. So, and you're here. You came to Dominica on vacation?
Yep.
Wow. So this is where you go. It's just like a hop, skip, and a jump. This is like a weekend trip for you, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And Jordan, where are you? How old are you?
Seven.
Seven. Now, this is the last night you're staying on Dominica. Is that right?
Yep.
And you saw the Scuba Radio mermaids here on display earlier at the pool. Did you ever think in your wildest dreams you would be hanging out with mermaids on your vacation?
Yeah, and I swam with them too.
You swim with them too. So has this been like a special added treat to your holiday? Is this like the best part of your vacation?
Yep.
So do you have a favorite mermaid out of our three here? Have you talked to them all? Do you know their names and everything?
Mm-mm.
No, you don't care, right? They're all equally great, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you know they're here to promote scuba diving? Have you ever went snorkeling and stuff and you want to?
Mm-hmm.
You do if it includes having a mermaid with you, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So and that's what it's all about. So you like having our mermaids. You like getting pictures with them and just talking to them. You want to grow up and be a mermaid? Is that it?
Yes.
You would have to sprout a tail. And do you know how to do that?
No, but I want to make a tail.
Okay, you want to make a tail, but maybe you could talk to one of our girls and they tell you what you need to do to kind of grow one on your own.
Yep.
You're ready? You're game?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you would have to become a certified scuba diver. Do you want to go scuba diving? We'll do that. So you're 7 years old right now.
Yep.
So what we're doing, we're basically brainwashing you to become a scuba diver in your older years. How about that? That's good. That's a good thing. When you turn like 8 years old, in a year from now, you know you could get certified to scuba dive. Did you know that?
Nope.
And if you do that, you might run into more mermaids.
Really?
Yeah, because we take our mermaids on all these dive trips to places like Dominica. Maybe next time we'll come to Tobago and Trinidad. And then you could swim with them. You could actually swim with them while you're scuba diving.
Yay!
Yeah, well, how long have you been here on Dominica? A few days or
Monday
a week?
Monday to Saturday.
Yeah, and do you like it here? I mean, is this your first time to Dominica? First time, huh? Yeah? Are you going to come back?
I think so.
You think only if it includes more mermaids?
Yes.
Okay, all right. See, you know, I like Jordan. She's easy. She just loves it. You just like hanging out with our girls, right?
Yeah.
Do you even know any of their names?
Nope.
Yeah, okay. She doesn't care. She just wants to get her picture and hang out, have that little mermaid magic rub off on you, right?
Yep.
The glitter, the whole thing. All right. This is Tomorrow's Future. We'll be answering to them, people like Jordan.
Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Dominica. You've heard us talk about our amazing adventures in Dominica. Experience the nature island for yourself July 9th through the 18th during Dominica Dive Fest. Buy 5 spots, get 1 free, and many other island-wide specials available. Scuba Radio will be there with mermaids in tow, and you should be too. Groups, dive clubs, buddy teams, or singles, everyone is welcome July 9th through the 18th for Dominica Dive Fest. Go to DominicaDiveFest.com now. That's DominicaDiveFest.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FTX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
Scuba Radio, diver's consumer tip number 129. If life gives you lemon sharks...
Welcome, brother Sharkbait.
Sharkbait, ooh-ha-ha.
You just might make your own lemonade.
What?
What the hell does that mean? Who writes this crap? Tina? Get my agent on the phone. Hello, Saul. These clowns from Scuba Radio are trying to make me look like a fool.
They what?
I do.
How much?
Okay. Well, have a good weekend, Saul. So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio, we have Nick Bird, Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. What's on your mind today, Nick?
Drugs, actually.
Are you looking for some?
No, but I thought it might be a good idea to talk about diving while on medication. As the diving population matures, more and more of us are having to integrate health issues, like taking medications, into our lives, and so we at Dan are getting more and more questions about it every year.
What kind of medications are we talking about?
Well, they're all different kinds. Certainly more than we can discuss in the parameters of a safety tip, but there are a few things that you should keep in mind no matter what medications you're taking.
Like what?
Like, it's important to remember that the first thing to consider is not necessarily the medication itself, but the why you're taking it. Do you have a medical condition whose symptoms might preclude you from safe diving? If so, that needs to be the first point of discussion, not just how the medication might interact with pressure and depth.
And if your condition can be managed with medication?
Know that medication inside and out. Most medications have side effects of varying severity, but if any side effect has the potential to affect dive safety, a diver needs not only to be aware of it, but be ready to adapt to it.
Give us an example.
Okay. There are some drugs out there whose side effects mirror signs and symptoms of decompression sickness, such as fatigue, dizziness, nausea, numbness, and tingling. So a diver is going to have to be extra aware to have some idea of whether the symptoms are present because of the medication or the dive. Take an extra minute both before and after a dive to make a note of exactly how you feel.
Isn't it true that some medications are affected by the pressure and depth?
Yes, and when they do, it can create an effect like nitrogen narcosis, which, as we know, reduces a diver's judgment and the ability to make sound decisions.
Are there any others?
Sure. Some medications affect electrolytes and fluid levels, which can directly affect a diver's hydration. Some have muscle weakness as a side effect.
This is starting to sound like one of those medication commercials. You know, the ones that list so many potential problems, you wonder if it's even worth trying to cure the disease in the first place.
I know. It can really seem daunting. But the bottom line is that the medication is intended to help. But since each also comes with a particular set of considerations, it's important to know your medication well so you know what's expected and what's not.
So how can a diver safely integrate medication into his diving?
First and foremost, get your doctor involved. Have open and honest discussions with him or her on what kinds of diving you'll be doing and discuss what possible reactions there might be with your medication. Be sure to have follow-up discussions as well. Let your doctor know how your dive went, how you're feeling, and anything that you experienced. The more information your doctor has, the better.
What if your doctor's not familiar with how diving might affect medication?
Give Dan's medical information line a call. Our medics have lots of information on common medications amongst divers, and if they don't have all the answers, they'll find you a medical professional in your area that will be familiar with diving.
Can the doctor call directly?
Absolutely. We're a resource for medical professionals, just like we are for divers.
Besides getting your doctor involved, is there anything else a medicated diver can do to increase safety?
We recommend taking the medication for a while and definitely well in advance of any diving you plan to do. You need to give yourself time to let your body adjust to the medication. And if you experience any side effects, you want that to happen on land, not underwater. Starting a medication well before your dive also gives you the chance to establish a baseline of how you feel on that med at the surface before you start adding in depth and pressure factors.
And when you do start diving?
Take it slow, really slow. Start with conservative dive profiles and make sure you're diving with a buddy that knows you're diving on medication so they can keep an eye out for any side effects that might impair your safety. Stay aware of how you're feeling and record everything after a dive.
Now, what about divers who aren't on medication every day, but may use them as part of their diving?
You mean like anti-nausea medications or decongestants?
Yeah, not that divers actually do that.
Yeah, just like they don't have a beer after a dive either.
Who does that?
Certainly no one I know. But if a diver does opt to take an over-the-counter medication, say to combat seasickness or relieve congestion, the general rules do not change. Make sure you've got a medical professional guiding you. Be aware of the risks, including the fact that medications can wear off underwater, and start taking the medication well ahead of the dive.
So you don't recommend self-medicating on the fly?
Never. When you're diving on medication, caution is the word of the day. Modern medicine is offering so many people opportunities they wouldn't otherwise have had even a few years ago. But in terms of how some of the medications interact with diving, it's still fairly uncharted territory. So definitely exercise some caution and stay on the conservative side.
Medicine is meant to help keep us going, but it's important to remember that it's something we need to get to know. If you're a diver taking medication, play it smart. Talk to your doctor, establish a surface baseline, and take it easy as you work your way back into the water. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, we are back in Dominica for Dive Fest. I'm hanging out by the Scuba Radio Mermaids at the Fort Young Hotel, which has been nice enough, by the way, to host our crew here for this year's edition of Dive Fest, and we got to thank them immensely. This is a beautiful hotel, literally made out of a fort. They got cannons in the works, so it's a very picturesque setting right here in Paradise. And I'll tell you what, the sunsets off the top of the Fort Young Hotel or at their infinity pool will blow you away. So if you ever come to Dominica, definitely check it out, Fort Young Hotel. Just Google search it, you'll find it. Now, Single Scott with me, singlescott.com. This is his second time to Dominica, right, Scott?
Yeah, second time and second kickoff party. It looks like they are going to really tie it up like they do all the time here, so it's going to be perfect.
Yes, it's going to be a good kickoff, blowout. They blow it out at the beginning, then they have a blowout party at the end. They have canoe races and the whole thing. We're here for the whole shebang this time. Last year, we were here for about, 7 days, and we got most of the stuff, but we missed some of the ending events, like the big gala at the event at the end of the week, and also they have these canoe races, which are quite a local draw, evidently.
Yeah, now that's what they said. They're going to have the canoe races next to the beach, so it's more of a spectator sport this year. And I heard last year was quite unique, so I can't wait to see that.
And we're going to do the best we can for you the next hour of Scuba Radio, as well as next week. So this week and next week's episodes or editions of the big show are coming to you from the Nature Island in Dominica.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Radio.
So, tell me true. Are you guys for scuba?
What does that mean?
I'm like the unofficial scuba king of St. Bart. So, if you are for scuba, I take you out on the boat, I show you the coral reef, and we have kind of like a scuba party.
You know, that sounds great, but we're not certified, so we're going to have to pass.
That is no biggie. I get to resort certified. Couple of hours.
I have always wanted to try it.
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what we're doing here in Dominica for Dominica Dive Fest. And by the way, we got to thank a lot of the people like the Fort Young Hotel that are helping to host our Scuba Radio Mermaids. Of course, the Ministry of Tourism from Dominica, the sponsors, Jewelers International, Victoria Equinox, Digicel, which is a cell phone carrier here in Dominica. And, of course, Kabuli Beer. One of the big sponsors here of Dive Fest, and I ran into the manager or owner of Kabuli here earlier at the press conference. And I did talk to him, and he said if, when I mentioned Kabuli, he would get a free case of Kabuli beer. So Kabuli. I think that should do us for the week. All right. See, they're all good. The people here that support this event are doing it for the island because it does take the locals from the island and try to get them into the industry or give them another career path that they could, you know, take as far as in tourism when it comes to working in the tourism industry in that dive niche. Or maybe even becoming a member of the dive industry by learning how to dive and then maybe coming to some of the DEMA shows or dive events to promote the island and diving in that way and maybe even become, you know, a rep for one of the manufacturers or that kind of thing. So it's really an amazing event. 17 years. This is the 17th year for Dive Fest. And the last few years we have been participating in this event to kind of, you know, shine a little spotlight on it to bring more attention to this event. Maybe bring in some of our international friends to the island so the experience what these locals have been enjoying for you know a lifetime, obviously, on this amazing piece of paradise in the Southern Caribbean. Or I guess it's Southern Caribbean. I don't even know. Scott, where are we? Is this considered Southern Caribbean or what?
Yes, we are in the Southern Caribbean, close to Dominica, Bonaire, and Aruba. Not quite that far south, but pretty far down.
Yeah, just south of like St. Thomas, St. Martin area, a few islands down from that island chain. So if you're used to that cruise ship itinerary, that might give you a little point of reference geographically. All right, we got another hour of Scuba Radio on deck. Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine is here. Our buddy Woody, we're going to reconnect with our Woody. That's not right. Now I want to say it. But Woody lives here on the island, and he's the guy who kind of chauffeurs our crew around the island and knows every nook and cranny of this beautiful piece of paradise. So he's going to check in with us an hour or two and a lot more stuff. So stick around. We're just getting started here for Dominica Dive Fest 2010.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.